Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Renaissance man himself, Bruce Duncan Skeef, joins us in studio. Of course, we chat with Bruce about Stratford Winter Pride, but this time we're going to put author with his name as he's got a new book that's coming out. Bruce, it's wonderful to see you.
Thanks, Jamie. How are you?
Great. First off, let's talk about Stratford Winter Pride. How did it go?
Pretty well.
Yeah.
Pretty well, yeah. It was a busy week in several of the events that we held.
I know, it seems like a while ago now, but we should also mention you had some great get-togethers, lots of fun, but big news in terms of sort of a local sort of theater connection, is that fair to say? That was announced on the Sunday of that week.
Yeah, we're hoping to launch a gay theater organization. We're waiting to see, though, because it's going to be dicey financially, though, depending on what Trump decides to do.
Fair enough. But
So we're hoping that we can get it off the ground this year, but we'll wait and see.
Okay, but again, congratulations on Stratford Winter Pride, as that event is such a big part of our community. But now I see, Bruce, you have a new book that is available. It's called Letters from a Pandemic. What is this all about?
Well, it's a series of short stories, basically, that began as a series of letters to friends of mine at the beginning of the pandemic, which is just coming up. The five-year anniversary is coming up on the 13th of this month.
That's right.
So it's surprising how much time has gone by. But when we all went into lockdown the first time, I realized that there was a really good chance that I was going to get out of touch with some of my friends, particularly some that are farther away. And there was absolutely no chance of seeing. So I decided to start writing a newsletter, basically, about what had gone on with me in the last week. And I did this every Friday morning. And I found that as pieces of news or things that were happening with me came up, it also started reminding me of stories of other things that have happened to me or people I've met or things that I've done and so on.
Yeah.
And so these kind of became little short stories.
Okay.
And my friends that I was sending these to said, you know, Bruce, you really should try and get these published.
Well, I'm glad that friend made that recommendation.
And a couple of them are published authors themselves.
Okay. So high praise right there.
So that's what we've got.
What a great idea that you had, just even, you know, despite this, of having this newsletter that you would send out to friends. So it wasn't like individual emails or anything. You'd put this together and then set this out. What a great idea that was.
Yeah, to about half a dozen friends.
Yeah.
One in California, one here in Stratford. And one in Montreal, one in Halifax, that sort of thing. And so I'd sit down after breakfast every Friday morning and say, well, here's what happened to me in the last week. And very often, like I say, I'd end up getting into, and that reminds me of another story.
Right, yeah. And it's wonderful that you've put this all together. So you'd kept all those newsletters and those emails and things. Have you added to it with this book, or is it a collection of those stories?
This isn't even all of them.
Okay.
So there's another book in there somewhere, but we'll see how this one goes first.
Okay.
It's not any big message about the pandemic or anything like that. A lot of them are just fun little stories about memories that I have, personal and business wise.
Yeah.
Because for 13 years I was a newspaper reporter, and you certainly get a lot of stories out of your life when you're a newspaper reporter.
Yeah, absolutely. So congratulations on this, Bruce. What a fantastic idea. Letters from a Pandemic. So the not hard copy is available now. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's online right now with Amazon. And we're hoping anytime shortly that they'll produce the paperback copy. And I'm hoping that Fanfare will be carrying it as well.
Oh, perfect. Nice to have that locally. And when people are reading this, the Letters from the Pandemic, the short story, what do you want them to take away from it? I know, Bruce, you've always had the idea how communication is so key. Like even just coming up, I remember during the pandemic, you wanted like a smile day where we would all smile, that sort of
right.
thing. And you're always trying to keep people. Is that kind of what you want people to take away from something like this?
No, these were, like I say, originally they were just meant to keep us in contact with each other during these times when we were in isolation in our homes for who knows how long at that point. So it was just a way of keeping contact with friends then, you know, at that time.
Sure.
And then, as it turned out, a way of remembering funny or sometimes poignant stories that I had.
And then certainly post this, you know, you've come up with Stratford Winter Pride. You were the original organization with the original organizer, I should say, with the Stratford Pride Community Center, that sort of thing. So you've done a lot in the community to help people get connected.
Yeah, you can't get rid of me.
And we're going to have a sequel to this? Is that?
Possibly.
Okay.
my publisher says, you know, I should show her stuff.
Well, it's amazing, and we did come out this pandemic, thankfully, on the other side, but it was a tough, you know, as you mentioned, fifth anniversary.
March 13th was the Friday that the world shut down.
Yeah.
And here we are on, what's today, March the 3rd?
Yeah.
Pretty close.
It was tough, but we got through it.
Yeah.
You bet. And again, it is available through Amazon. We'll share the links and details. It's Bruce Duncan Skeef, Letters from a Pandemic. How do you like official author next to your name? Very good.
Well, it's a bit different than being a newspaper reporter. You can see yourself in the paper with bylines every day, but this is more personal too.
Yeah.
As well.
Exactly. Well, congratulations, Bruce, and well deserved. Thanks so much.
You.